In the oil-rich period following the Second World War, most countries wanted a people's car. Simple and affordable, they could transform the personal freedom of a whole population. Hitler started it with the creation of the original people's car, the Volkswagen. But the French were swift to follow with the Citroën Deux Chevaux, and Italy with the dinky Fiat Cinquecento. Britain had a number of low-cost offerings, so it's not surprising that India, freed from the shackles of colonial rule in 1948, looked to its old ruler when it sought its own people's car. Unlike the lightweight offerings of Europe, they got their own version of Britain's 1956 model Morris Oxford, a sturdy family car which they renamed the Hindustan Ambassador. It was a solid thing with a bulbous bonnet, but it was spacious, with an upright sitting position that gave it a touch of old-world luxury. It was a perfect fit, grand enough to be the Prime Minister's official transport, friendly enough for a family car or taxi. The original Morris Oxford was designed by Alec Issigonis, who would later break the mould with the revolutionary Mini. The Hindustan Car Company was first set up in 1942 by the industrialist Birla family and Morris's chairman, Lord Nuffield, with Morris cars imported and rebranded in India. But when a new factory was built outside Kolkata, it meant the fledgling Hindustan Company could then manufacture larger numbers and adapt the car to local conditions. The Ambassador exceeded all expectations, remaining in production from 1957 until 2014, and no number of facelifts or refinements could conceal its original heritage. And that was important. Recent revivals like the VW Beetle and the BMW Mini showed that the people's car of the past can morph into chic little cars of the future for the well-to-do. The Ambassador, though, was the equivalent of keeping a steam train going when everyone else has gone electric. Its charm was in its honesty, that its boot-lid hinges were visible, that it still had opening quarter-light windows in its doors, that its bonnet still bulged. It was a constant reminder of India's early independence, as well as its long history of incorporating design from elsewhere, as it had with the architecture of the invading Mughals in the 16th century. There's power in this, yielding to what you are given and making it more powerful by putting your mark on it. No one sees a Hindustan Ambassador without recognising its overt Indianness. Today, the Suzuki-based Maruti company has stolen the Ambassador's lead. But as hipsters the world over know, there's value in tradition. Hence, the Hindustan Ambassador, now dead, remains an icon of multi-layered multiculturalism and resilience. And ask a set dresser what car they'll use in an Indian film, and there's only one name, the Ambassador. Heritage like that is priceless.